AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden says help is already there for people impacted by Hurricane Idalia in Florida and Georgia.
Long before the storm made landfall, I spoke with Governor DeSantis and approved an early request for emergency declaration to enable him to have the full support ahead of time to protect the people's lives in the state of Florida.
Florida's Big Bend region got the worst from Idalia with massive storm surge. Nancy Beckham lives in Cedar Key, Florida.
Debris everywhere. I mean, everybody lost a lot. We lost almost everything, but we still have each other. We have our pets, and we rebuild.
FEMA's Deanne Criswell says this is still a very active situation.
People there and in the Carolinas will continue to experience impacts throughout the day today and possibly into the weekend.
Governor Ron DeSantis says so far there are no confirmed storm deaths in Florida, but fatal traffic accidents in two counties may end up being storm-related. President Biden says more help is on the way for wildfire victims in Hawaii.
I'm announcing that $95 million from the bipartisan infrastructure law is on the way to Hawaii to harden the ground power, harden the grid we talk about.
The White House says Russia is looking for munitions from North Korea. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says a letter was written by Russian President Vladimir Putin to North Korea's Kim Jong-un asking for help in Ukraine. The Biden administration says Russia has become reliant on North Korea as well as Iran for weapons in Ukraine.
There is no other way to look at that than desperation and weakness, quite frankly.
Both North Korea and Russia have previously denied U.S. allegations about weapons. A judge in Massachusetts decided once powerful Catholic Cardinal Theodore McCarrick will not stand trial on charges he sexually assaulted a teenage boy decades ago. Prosecutors and defense attorneys agree he suffers from dementia. This is AP News. Cuba's President Miguel Díaz-Canel spoke to his nation after Hurricane Idalia moved on.
Díaz-Canel says the government's priority is to reestablish power lines and communications and collect the surviving harvests. Heavy rain and further flooding could still affect the provinces of Pinar del Rio and Artemisa, while winds are expected to be up to nearly 25 miles per hour with even stronger gusts. Meanwhile, in the coastal town of Batabano, the streets are flooded and many people are leaving their houses in search for higher ground. Rescuer Alfredo Chow tells the AP, "Our duty is to rescue and safeguard the lives of children, adults, and vulnerable people." Idalia thrashed Cuba with heavy rain, especially in the westernmost part of the island. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.